Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about how our grain markets did today right after this.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal roof. Our 26-gauge steel panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-MUELLER.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
The grain futures overall were just slightly higher here. We had corn up anywhere from 8 to 15 cents. Soybeans just slightly lower. They were down anywhere from 1 to 5 cents in the November. And then wheat in Kansas City and Chicago were both higher today. We had Kansas City up 8.5 in July and Chicago up 8.5, or 7.5 in July, excuse me. Overall, we just had a little bit of a positive export report this morning for all the grains. Wheat came in at 716,500 metric tons. Beans came in at 1.23 million metric tons. And corn came in at 985.3 million metric tons. So overall, a good export number, helping things out just a little bit today. And then we have the cold temperatures in the moving through the southern plains, and then additional wet weather moving through the Midwest to slow and delay some corn planting.
We'll look at your grain markets in more detail right after this.
Coming up Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. will be the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Production Sale. That'll be at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 163 head, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs, 10 purebred and Limflex spring pairs, 15 fallbred purebred and Limflex heifers, and 10 breeding age purebred and Limflex bulls. For more information, call them 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com on the web for more information.
Corn futures were just 15 and a quarter higher here in July at 662. A new crop December corn was up 8.5 at 559. We have funds that have been long for quite some time. They're long approximately 130 million bushels of corn. They've been adding to that as we have additional rainfall going through the western Midwest right now and then moving toward the east. But overall, it's still slowing down their planting. We might, after this storm, get a little bit of drying through May 9th, but we're expecting another round of rainfall through the Midwest. And then that puts us into the May 15th time frame, which traditionally has been kind of the ending point of corn planting. Anything after that, it really slows down yields or lowers yields. On Monday's crop progress report, they're looking for it to be about 10 to 12% planted, which is really slow. That's record-breaking slow. The lowest previous to that was in 1993, and that was 18%. And the last year we were at 71%, and then the five-year average is 50%. So we're significantly behind planting. That really means that we're probably going to get more soybean acres, which is why we're lower in the soybeans today and have been on the downtrend there. Funds are caught long here. They're long about 380 million bushels. So we're kind of anticipating some liquidation on the funds to drive that new crop down. Wheat futures continue their week-long rally here. We had July Kansas City wheat up 8.5 at 790 3/4. And then July Chicago wheat up 7.5 at 728.5. Overall, the news is still following these freezes and cooler temperatures we're having here in the southern plains. And then we have the news out of the crop tours. The Kansas crop tour, they're looking about a 15% lower than last year in terms of yield and bushels per acre. It looks like they're averaging about 43 bushels per acre, where last year it was about 53 bushels per acre in Kansas. So overall, just a little bit of pullback there. It seems like a lot of it isn't even due to the freezes. It's more due to the drought, especially in western Kansas. You know, we're having that 50-year drought, and a lot of places are still in it. So overall, really hurting the production there. Kansas, you know, the whole world looks at Kansas in terms of wheat production, and if they're down 15%, that's really supportive here.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. That's a look at your market wrap-up on this Thursday afternoon. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.